With us live via telephone is Dean Marion Stoltz-Leike. Always a pleasure to speak with her. She is Dean of the Lander College for Women, Vice President of Touro University. And they have a big event coming up this Sunday, an open house that can, believe it or not, actually change lives in our community. If you are a believer that a great education can be a big life changer for you or somebody in your family, then check out Lander College for Women. Their open house is happening in person this coming Sunday, starting at 1 p.m. on West 60th Street in New York City. And Dean Marion Stoltz-Leike, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Nahum, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. It's nice to be here. And as you said, we're coming out of the Yom Tov. It's a difficult time for Klal Yisrael, and we all are giving our tefillos to look forward to the future.
Yeah, no question about it. It's a difficult time, is right. For some people, it's a time to start considering what the future brings. And with that spirit in mind, you're doing this open house this coming Sunday, looking to attract young women in our community that can take advantage of what Touro has to offer. And first of all, let me ask you, I would assume that this semester, I would normally say after the Yom Tovim is off to a good start, but because of the calendar this year, you're practically in the middle of the semester, so are things going swimmingly over at the Touro?
Oh, Baruch Hashem, they're going incredibly. Our students are enthusiastic. Yesterday I saw many of them. They were, I think, glad not to be eating another flake of meal, you know?
Yeah, it took me a day or two to recover just from that aspect of the holiday.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But, so, you know, apropos of that, what's been really interesting, we've been seeing such an increase in students reaching out to us from across the United States and across the world, and we've responded accordingly. I mean, you know, what distinguishes Lander College for Women and Touro in general is really the focus on academic excellence, but in an environment that respects and is defined by Torah. I was just listening to Rabbi Goldwasser before I spoke. He is one of our faculty members. So there are people like that constantly bringing Torah to our students in classes, in special programs and shiurim. But I think the other thing is also, because students feel we provide a safe environment, really an oasis, so students can focus on their education, preparing for their careers, and not worry about their safety. And students are reaching out to us, as I mentioned, from across the United States and around the world. We've gotten students from universities in Wisconsin. We've gotten someone in Honolulu reached out to us. We were like, where is she from? She went to seminary. I don't know why she's in Honolulu at this point, but realized this is not the place for her.
Yeah.
And of course, from many, many of the universities.
You know, it's funny because, yeah, I would imagine so. It's funny. I mean, this has never been a foreign idea at Touro and Lander College for Women. You've always had students from, you know, all around the 50 states. But as you just said, now their primary concern seems to be being in an environment where they feel safe, they feel taken care of, and you know, they don't feel like they have to live in fear, so to speak. And I'm not going to be gender specific here, because obviously there are men who are able to withstand what's happening out there, and there certainly are women who are able to as well. But there are many people in our community who simply can't adjust to a situation like that, where they're a target constantly, even if it's just verbal abuse. And therefore, they want an environment that's, you know, friendlier and nicer, etc. What's interesting to me is that you're feeling the volume of people that are getting in touch with you. Because, again, you know, you've never had trouble attracting students, but it does sound like the way you're describing it, that the volume, the number of students and families around the country that are now contacting you is much larger.
That's exactly right. And even from around, as I said, from around the world.
Right.
We started a number of programs, a couple of programs we call a flex program. So students anywhere in the world can come remotely, come to Lander College for Women. with in five majors, majors like computer science or psychology. And what's nice, we have students from Chile, from Belgium, and we also have students from Belgium and Panama in our classes. But it's the idea of changing, finding, you mentioned it when you were talking about finding a place where it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's not just the verbal abuse. What students have felt is they can no longer concentrate on their stuff.
Right, exactly.
And if they want to come and succeed.
If half your day is worrying about what the next minute brings, how you sit and concentrate on studies? It's impossible.
That's exactly right.
All right, and there are a lot of parents in this audience. I mean, we know that obviously the majority of the people listening right now are parents in our community. So think carefully about this, folks. You have an open house at the Lander College for Women this coming Sunday. It's literally on the spot. It's not even a virtual thing. You can literally go see the campus and experience it in New York City. Starts at 1 p.m. We'll give you the details in a moment. And the website where you could log on and get more information. Encourage the students in your life to check it out. You know, we talk about career paths that you offer, and those especially that are specifically for observant students, because you make so many accommodations, and you know what you do in terms of programs that combine graduate work with the undergrad work. I feel like it's all, you know, even though these are separate topics, I feel like it's all one big topic. You've gone ahead and adjusted any program possible to be as attractive as possible to the observant students, to help with career paths that they're interested in. At the same time, if there's a component where you could add some graduate studies to it, you do that as well. So what would be, Dean, what would be a good example of that? Targeted observant students, a career path that seems to be really popular in our community, especially for the young women, and one that does incorporate some graduate work.
So it's great. What I'd like to do is give some texture sure. to what you're saying. So, for example, we have many, many students. Our two most popular majors are biology and psychology.
Wow.
So in biology, we have students going into medicine and dentistry, all of the therapies, PA, OT, PT, nursing with your daughter.
Right.
Super popular. And what we're doing, as an example for nursing, is students can come. We've basically articulated it so students can start and in a year finish all the prereqs after they've gone to Eretz Yisrael and seminary. In a year, finish all the prereqs if they want, and then go on and get their bachelor's degree in nursing. So instead of it taking 4 months, as it does for many other students, it would take them three. So it saves them time.
Right.
Similarly, in a field like medicine, there's a different alternative, which students can go through, do their prereqs for medicine, but then also apply from seminary or from high school to a program, when you're talking about the graduate programs, to our medical honors pathway, so that they'll know at that point that they are already accepted into this accelerated program
right.
and have a leg up for the future. They know where they're going to medical school. We have similar programs just because we have, I mean, you know, the graduate programs we have at this point in every field. We are the leading edge in medical and health-related education, but also in psychology, in business, in law. We have graduate programs in education, and we partner with them in Pathways programs, again, making it easy for our students so they can start taking a couple of graduate school courses as undergraduates. What's the advantage? Number one, it saves them time in graduate school, but also from an expense perspective, they're paying undergraduate tuition for classes they need in graduate school.
That's right.
We've also developed the Accounting Institute, so students who want to go into accounting can do that in 17 months. We've accelerated it dramatically. So constantly looking at new options.
And I got to add one thing to all this. And your presentation, by the way, very open house worthy, I must tell you. Anybody who wants a great list of different options for careers as members of our community and the general community, that is a great list. But I got to add one thing. I was thinking over Yontif of all those students around the country, observant students, who have schedules that include classes on Thursday and Friday. Do you know what Thursdays and Fridays were like in the last month? You know about that? They found themselves in shul instead of the lecture hall. And that is something that Turo takes into consideration. If you want a Shomer Shabbos program, if you want a program that will not have class on Yontif, if you want a program that is adjusted so that normally tests or presentations that one must attend take place on Saturday, because you did this. You did this, I think, with one of the business programs, right, where there was something that traditionally was always on a Saturday and you guys were able to move it to Sunday. All of that is accommodated if you're under the Turo Lander umbrella.
And you know what's interesting about that, Nahum? It's not just the undergraduate schools where you would expect it, the Lander schools, but even in our graduate programs. Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, in the undergraduate schools, there aren't classes. But in the graduate programs, everything finishes early.
Wow.
And there's nothing on Yontif or Shabbos, as you said.
Right.
So across the board, you're in good shape. So it is very exciting. The other thing I wanted to mention to you, though, you know, from an academic perspective, we really want our students to be competitive for whatever job they want, whatever career they want, whatever graduate program they want. And we have not just all kinds of programs on campus. Over the next month, we're having a variety of career panels in the health sciences, in business, in technology. So students are more familiar with the careers out there, but our career services works closely with students to prepare their resumes, to help them practice interviews, even doing Zoom practice interviews, because more and more companies are doing that. And I want to tell you something interesting too. Our students in the honors program, and we do have an honors program with students who have succeeded academically in high school already, you know, really the students who are very, very academically oriented. And I teach the senior honors thesis course. So a group of students are building an app for a heist game. And it's so creative. They want to do it where the challenges are more, you know, intellectual. You solve problems rather than just the way those kinds of games are on the internet now. So incredible stuff that students are doing.
Unbelievable. And talk about meeting the needs of 2024. This is what kids are interested in these days. They want to take part in it. So you encourage them and you create the programs and or enhance the programs if necessary in order to help them accomplish that goal. Listening to students is really important. Right, that's the only way to build a university and to build a program is to listen to what they listen to what they want to pursue, encouraging them by showing them you're ready to accommodate them with the proper program, etc. Sunday's the open house. Parents, students get an opportunity to meet faculty there, to see the facility. What happens there on Sunday?
Exactly, they get to know us in more detail. So faculty will be there, advisors, pre-med, pre-health science advisors, pre-law advisors, career services, administration, rabbanim. People will hear about everything, financing your education. And one of the things, Baruch Hashem, that's been true of Turo all the time, is not only do we keep, at Lander College for Women, we keep tuition as low as we can, but we provide scholarships because we want from students who'd like to come to be able to do that without a financial barrier. So where possible, we give generously. The idea is we have scholarships for students, all students. We also have special honors scholarships. And then we accept government funding, so they'll hear about that because that's an important part. And then also helping students understand their path for the future, learning about our extracurricular programs, just getting to know us better. Students will be there as well. So they can, you expect me to say warm and wonderful things about Lander College for Women, but we'll have students also talking about their experience at the college and why they chose it.
Best way to register, everybody, is by going to the following web address, LCW for Lander College for Women, lcw.turo.edu/openhouse. That's lcw.turo.edu. nyu.edu/open house. It happens Sunday on West 60th Street in New York City from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. That's the open house. But I think Dr. Marion Stoltz, like you, would agree with me that any student who contacts the university by any method who needs to speak to somebody who could advise them on the finances, advise them on the programming, etc., you're always available to them. This, however, Sunday is a unique opportunity to see the campus, interact face-to-face with the faculty, and to get an idea of what Touro has to offer. So take advantage, all the ladies out there, and those of you who are parents, encourage the young women in your lives to go to lcw.touro.edu/open house, lcw.touro.edu/open house. And we should mention, because you've had a major role in the online education at Lander and Touro, right?
I do. That's what I do in my vice president hat.
Because you, I say that because, and it's funny, you just reminded me there is another member of my family that is a student of yours, an online method. I mean, we're talking about the ability to be, you know, anywhere from 1 to 1 million miles away and be able to actually take courses. And that's a tremendous help. A tremendous help. And again, it's the real courses. You know, I'm not here to put down other other online venues of education, but the one you're getting online with you guys is actually, you know, the same quality as sitting in your own classroom on the Touro.
That's exactly right. And when you're talking about my role, that's a lot of what I oversee, and we have a very, very structured method for delivering the courses so that students, whatever course they're taking, the courses feel the same. The content is the same as what they'd have in a classroom, but from one course to the other, their text is in the same place. The syllabus is in the same place. It's very easy to navigate the courses. And also, there's a high level of interaction with faculty and fellow students. It's all done online, but there's a lot of interaction. But what's interesting also, in terms of that, and Nachum, you know this, we have Touro College in Israel. We partner with them on a flex program.
Right.
So if a student, TCI is located in Yerushalayim. So if a student wants to study in Yerushalayim and continue her college education after seminary, she can do that. She takes, as long as she's, you know, this is really for our American students.
Right.
They can stay in Eretz Yisrael. They can take courses in person at TCI and do the others online with us in New York.
Yeah.
And it's been extremely, extremely popular and provides students with options. Again, you mentioned earlier that we listen to our students. We develop programs like that because we hear from students that that's what they want.
And that option is so valuable. Parents and students out there, keep that in mind. You could be anywhere in the world and be a Touro/Lander student and get the same type of degree that you would if you were in the classroom. And that's something they take very seriously and have great pride in. Dr. Marion Stoltz-Leuke is a dean of the Lander College for Women, Touro University, and the open house is Sunday, lcw.touro.edu/open house. Always a delight to speak with you. Good luck Sunday and good luck with the semester.
Thank you, Nachum, and good luck with your students, current students at Touro, alums, and again, mazel tov on the new addition to your family.
Appreciate that.
And it's wonderful to speak with you always.
I appreciate that very, very much. unbelievable. Saba of my first Sabra. How do you like that, folks? Pretty amazing. My thanks to Dean Stoltz-Leuke, and open house is Sunday. Information on the website, as we said, and plenty more coming up. You're listening to a Wednesday morning edition of JM in the AM.